I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Red Doso in Lincoln County. The New Mexico Department of Health reported there are now 8,940 confirmed cases of the COVID-19 in the state. Unfortunately, the state reported 4 new deaths over the weekend, which brings the total to 396 in New Mexico. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is heading a new council aimed at targeting racism in New Mexico. She met with several New Mexican leaders from the black community to address concerns about racism that people are feeling across the country. Grisham announced she's establishing a council for racial unity to work through how New Mexicans can work together to fight racism. Some ideas on the table include anti-racial training at businesses and de-escalation training at law enforcement academies. Former CD2 candidate Claire Chase made several visits to Rio Doso during her campaign, and she reflects on some poignant moments.
Utterly overwhelmed by the amount of love and support that not only like my family members and my closest friends gave me, but complete strangers, you know, like people who I had never met, who became some of our staunchest supporters and defenders. And it's an incredible thing. But my grandmother, she's my only surviving grandparent, she's a lifelong Democrat. She changed her voter registration to be able to vote for her granddaughter. She had 11 children and she's got almost 30 grandchildren.
Oh my.
And the first in the family, yeah, right, to run for office. So that was a really proud moment for me. And we have a member of the family who just got his citizenship. And his very first vote that he was able to cast in the United States of America was for me. And that means something.
Right.
You know, when people are willing to, you know, change a party registration or to step, you know, once they become part of the United States of America, to be able to exercise this freedom and this right that is, you know, an incredible thing in this country.
Claire was defeated in the Republican primary by Yvette Harrell. In charge of the news for Red Doso in Lincoln County, I'm Tommy Reese.